Hi, I'm VOA's Alexis Strope with your worldwide news update. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's office said on Friday the Palestinian militant group Hamas is expected to release the first hostages under a Gaza ceasefire deal on Sunday. Zachary Goldman from Reuters reports.
In the first phase of the ceasefire, Hamas will release 33 Israeli hostages. Israel will release all Palestinian women and children under 19 detained in Israeli jails. Envoys from both outgoing U.S. President Joe Biden and President-elect Donald Trump pressed for the deal, which was brokered with the help of Qatar and Egypt. The ceasefire faces resistance from hardliners in the Israeli government who said it was a capitulation to Hamas. National Security Minister Itamar Ben-Gvir threatened to resign if it was approved. Finance Minister Bezalel Smotrich threatened to pull his faction's support for the government if it does not go back to war to defeat Hamas after the first six-week phase of the ceasefire was completed.
That was Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman. The U.S. Supreme Court upholds a law banning TikTok if it's not sold by its Chinese parent company. AP correspondent Ed Donahue reports.
The justices ruled the risk to national security posed by TikTok's ties to China outweigh concerns about limiting speech. TikTok has 170 million users in the U.S. A sale does not appear to be imminent. Missouri Republican Senator Josh Hawley says all is not lost for TikTok.
The president has the authority under the law to delay the sale or the ban, actually, by 90 days. I suspect President Trump will invoke that authority when he comes to office to allow a sale to go through.
President-elect Trump vowed that he could negotiate a solution, saying he has a warm spot for TikTok.
Because I won youth by 34 points. And there are those that say that TikTok has something to do with it.
Ed Donahue, Washington.
This is VOA News. Cold weather is changing Monday's presidential inauguration plans. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani has more.
Donald Trump's inauguration festivities will move indoors due to an intense cold snap forecast for Washington Monday.
I, Donald John Trump, do solemnly swear.
The oath will stay the same, but the location is changing. Trump says he's ordered his swearing-in and inaugural speech to move inside the Capitol Rotunda. He writes on social media, an Arctic blast will sweep the nation, and he does not want to see anyone hurt. The rotunda has not been used for a swearing-in since 1985, when it was 7 degrees outside as Ronald Reagan started his second term. Monday is expected to be the coldest inauguration day since. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
The presidents of Russia and Iran have signed a broad cooperation pact to deepen their partnership amid stinging Western sanctions. The Kremlin says the Comprehensive Strategic Partnership Treaty, signed Friday by Russian President Vladimir Putin and his Iranian counterpart Masoud Pezeshkian, covers all areas from trade and military cooperation to science, education, and culture. The signing comes ahead of Monday's inauguration of U.S. President-elect Donald Trump, who has pledged to broker peace in Ukraine, welcoming Pezeshkian as they sat down for talks. Putin said the new treaty will give an additional impulse to practically all areas of our cooperation. German Chancellor Olaf Scholz issued a warning Friday about billionaire entrepreneur and Donald Trump ally Elon Musk's support for the far right in Europe. VOA's Jeff Custer reports.
During a joint news conference with Swedish Prime Minister Ulf Kristersson in Berlin, Scholz said Musk had supported far-right groups in Britain, Germany, and other European countries, and the German chancellor called it completely unacceptable. It jeopardizes the democratic development of Europe, Scholz said. It jeopardizes our community, and that must be criticized. His siding with the far-right, whether for business interests or for reasons that have something to do with his own political stance, that is unacceptable. Musk has said over the past month that only the far-right Alternative for Germany, or AfD party, can save Germany. From his social media platform last week, Musk live-streamed a chat with AfD candidate for Chancellor Alice Weidel, who is running in Germany's February 23rd election. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
Apple is suspending an error-prone feature that used artificial intelligence and delivered bogus news alerts to some iPhone owners. The decision was disclosed Thursday as part of a test version of the next software update, iOS 18.3. Apple said it is disabling the AI-generated feature for news and entertainment while it tries to fix the issue causing the technology to fabricate information. That wraps up this update, but the world in news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website. I'm Alexis Strobe, VOA News.